Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to this practice, our new moon nidra cauldron for Taurus. And the invitation simply is to snuggle down in your little nidra nest and maybe pondering if there is any last request that you might have just to make something even a tiny, tiny fraction more comfortable. And if there is, now is the time to just say what that thing might be so that I can bring you that extra cushion, that little piece of blanket, another bolster, whatever might be necessary. For those of you at home, making sure that you're fulfilling all your requests as well. And this is really important because when we're looking at a Taurian new moon, it's very much about tending and mending our bodies, about caring for ourselves and nurturing for ourselves. So seeing if there is any part of yourself that needs that tending or that mending, could you give yourself a little bit more blankie? Could you do something to help release any stiffness or tightness anywhere in your body? Maybe it just needs another pillow. Maybe it just needs a little bit more warmth. And this is really important because this is where we start to listen to ourselves. This is where we learn to ask and receive help and feel supported by others if we can actually ask ourselves, what do I need right now? What would help me to feel supported? So letting yourself ponder that as you settle a little deeper into your nidra nest. And we're going to start by welcoming all the sounds that surround us. So for those of us here in this room, there might be some little adjustment sounds from the heat pump. There might be the sounds of others, so you might be able to hear others breathing. There might be people coughing, sneezing, snoring, farting, burping. All those things are really, really welcome because those are signs of our bodies finding ease and comfort and rest. But there might also be sounds coming from outside. So sometimes we're graced with a little ruru who comes around to sing while we are doing our nidras here in the evening. There might be car sounds. If we're really lucky, because it's a Sunday night, my neighbours will all start dragging their recycling bins down the laneway, just to keep it really real. So we're going to welcome all those sounds and anything else that might decide to crop up. And as you welcome all those sounds from outside and inside this room, allowing yourself to listen, and allowing yourself to respond to whatever you're listening to. So whether that's the response of moving a part of your body to feel more comfortable, whether it's about releasing some tightness somewhere, seeing if you can feel the full weight of your head, the full weight of your arms, your shoulders, and just noticing how it feels for your arms, your shoulders to all land here in your nidra nest. And whether your arms are supported by the floor beneath you or the sofa beneath you. Or whether they're supported by resting on your body. Maybe your hands are resting on your tummy or your heart space. Just feeling the full weight of your arms, all the way from where you feel your shoulders anchoring down into the support beneath to wherever your fingertips might be resting. And seeing if you can let those fingers soften. Maybe you can feel your thumb switching off, your first fingers, your middle fingers, ring fingers and little fingers all switching off. Feeling that sense of ease and comfort as your arms and your hands feel as if there's finally nothing that they have to be doing. And perhaps that feels like a little wave of relief or release as you can feel your hands easing into nothingness. Feeling the lightness of your arms when they're not having to carry anything or push anything or pull anything. And maybe this allows your shoulders and your shoulder blades to settle a little bit deeper. Feeling the flexibility and the fluidity of your shoulder blades, these amazing joints which can move so much. Settling into the place that feels just right. And maybe you can feel the upper part of your back and the middle part of your back and the small of your back all settling down. Settling down and feeling the full weight of your spine releasing down. Releasing all that you've been holding. Releasing down through your hips and your buttocks. Releasing down through your thighs. Releasing down through your knees and your shins and your calves. And all the way down through your heels and your ankles. And perhaps feeling your feet just gently flopping out to the sides. Feel your little toes switching off. Your fourth toe switching off. Third toes and second toes and big toes all switching off. So perhaps you can feel the whole of the back of your body here. Here at ease, here resting, here releasing from all that you've been holding and releasing all that you've been holding yourself back from. Perhaps feeling your body here so strong and so capable. But feeling that sense of ease and peace. A sense of lightness through your body. And perhaps just letting your awareness feel the softness of your breath. Your body here resting, your body quite heavy, but the lightness of your breath. Maybe you can feel your belly moving. Maybe you can feel your ribs moving. Maybe you can feel your chest moving. And maybe you can just let your attention, your awareness settle into the space of your heart. And listening into that space that resides behind your breastbone. And being honest with yourself. Being honest with what you're feeling in your body. Being honest with what your heart wants. And being honest with what your soul needs. Allowing yourself to listen to this, being honest with yourself, what my body feels, what my heart wants, and what my soul needs. And could you support yourself to respond? And you may simply wish to stay here in your heart space. Stay here in your heart space and simply feel that you're listening and waiting, waiting for that full body yes of whatever it is that your heart wants, what your soul needs, and what your body feels. Or you may wish to let your attention come all the way up to the very crown of your head, to the very crown of your head. And perhaps seeing yourself here resting, your body before you, is like a rich and open field, just waiting for all the seeds of your intentions to be planted. And maybe there's a sense here, just waiting here at the very crown of your head, seeing this rich and fertile plain of land in front of you, a sense perhaps of energy and excitement, of openness and optimism. Maybe a sense of lightness as you look here. Maybe a sense of being in a circle of belonging, of what you're going to sow will be for the greater good. And in your hands, perhaps you can feel this little handful of seeds, and on each seed it contains the symbol of your intentions. Maybe you can see that little seed symbol now. Maybe you know what each seed might contain the potential for. So planting a seed here at the space between your eyebrows, the seat of your inner vision. Maybe you can even see in your mind's eye what this seed is going to become. Another little seed placed at the dip in between your collarbones. And perhaps here in this little dip in between your collarbones, you can allow yourself to speak your truth. Perhaps an acknowledgement and a celebration of all that you are becoming. And then opening up a little furrow all the way down through your right arm, through your shoulder, your elbow, and your wrist. And sowing seeds here of strength and capability. Seeds of power and strength all through your hand. Feeling your thumb and all your fingers releasing all that has been holding you back. A little seed for your thumb, your first finger, middle finger, ring finger and little finger. And just patting those seeds in. Seed at your wrist, your elbow, and your shoulder, and coming back to that little seed placed there in that space in between your collarbones. And then opening up a little furrow all the way down through your left arm, through your shoulder, your elbow, and your wrist. And perhaps on this side of your body, a sense of releasing stiffness with each seed. Releasing you from all that you've been holding you back. Maybe it's little seeds of ease and easing. Letting seeds of ease and easing be placed in the tip of your left thumb, your first finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. And feeling perhaps down through that whole left arm a sense of flexibility and fluidity. And patting those seeds in and feeling a sense of openness and optimism here at your wrist, your elbow, and your shoulder. And coming all the way back to that little dip in between your collarbones. And perhaps supporting yourself here to listen and respond. And then coming down into the space of your heart. And perhaps here in the space of your heart, sowing a seed of acknowledgement and celebration of all that you are becoming. Feeling that sense of all that you are becoming radiating out through your heart center. So you can feel this in the right side of your chest. You can feel this in the left side of the chest. You can feel this radiating from the deep heart's core. Acknowledgement and celebration of all that you are becoming. And then feeling your way all the way down into your belly, into your pelvis. And here sowing a seed to ask and receive help, to feel supported, to feel that you are in the midst of a circle of belonging. And opening up a little furrow all the way down through your right leg, through your right hip, your knee and your ankle. And here sowing some seeds of being seen and heard and cherished on all levels. And five little seeds with the very tips of your toes. And perhaps here in these little seeds of the tips of your toes, just feeling strength and capability and peace for your big toe, your second toe, your third toe, your fourth toe and your little toe. And patting those seeds in and perhaps feeling a full-bodied yes to the strength and capability of your body here in your ankle, your knee and your hip. And letting your awareness come back into your pelvis, feeling the support of the circle of your belonging, and then opening up a little furrow all the way down through your left leg, through your left hip, your knee, and your ankle. And all the way down through this left leg, perhaps you can feel that flexibility, that fluidity, little seeds of energy and excitement, of openness and optimism. Through your big toe, your second toe, your third and fourth and little toe, and patting those seeds in, patting the seeds in at the ankle, the knee and the hip, patting in the seeds here at the base of your pelvis and your belly, patting in the little seed here deep in your heart's core, the little seed at the base of your throat, until finally you come back to that seed right there in the space between your eyebrows. The seed here releasing you from all that has been holding you back. Perhaps letting your attention draw inwards so that you can feel your body here at rest, the fertile land of your body here at rest. The fertile land of your body here, feeling that deep sense of rest and easing and being easeful. A sense of perhaps releasing any stiffness and releasing yourself from anything that has been holding you back. And perhaps you can feel the weight of your body here resting. Feeling the support of the earth beneath you, the weight of your resting body. And perhaps at the same time, you can feel the lightness of your body, the lightness of your breath moving through your body, the gentle rise and fall of your breath. Feeling the gentle rise and fall of your breath and the weight of your body together at the same time. And perhaps you can feel all the little seeds just waiting, waiting for the right and ripe time to slowly germinate and unfurl and grow. Little leaves shooting out, little shoots shooting out, the roots descending into the earth. And eventually the sun and the rain and the warmth, providing all the perfect conditions so that your seed might become whatever it's destined to become. Maybe you can see the flowers, maybe you can see the fruits, and maybe you see the full life cycle of whatever these intentions might be. Seeing the seed, but also seeing the potential that is contained within the seed of all that it may become. And can you hold those together at the same time? The seed and all its potential and all that it may become. And then letting your awareness come into your heart space and seeing the symbol on those seeds, on every single seed that you've planted, all the potential here. And being honest with yourself, with what your body is feeling, with what your heart wants, and what your soul needs. Feeling a full-bodied yes. Feeling the capacity to ask and receive help, to feel supported here in your circle of belonging. And then just letting that go. And perhaps becoming more aware of your body, this place where you've been tending and mending yourself. This place where you feel ready to be seen and heard and cherished on all levels. And allowing yourself to listen to what can I hear? What can I hear in this room where I'm resting right now? And maybe you can hear others moving or breathing. Maybe you can hear yourself breathing. You might even like to take a little yawn or maybe move your tongue in your mouth. And maybe you can taste whatever you have been eating or drinking. Maybe having a little yawn or a hum or a sigh. Welcoming the creak of my knees as I stand up. I find the little chimes and welcoming the sound of the chimes. The chimes welcoming me back from wherever you've been. Listening, creating. Letting yourself stir from the garden of your resting body. Knowing that those seeds will do their thing at the right and left moment. But knowing that this practice of yoga nidra is now complete. Thank you for listening. So you might just want to wiggle your fingers and toes a little bit more. Or maybe moving your hands and your fingers, and maybe having a little stretch within your blankies. And just know there is no rush. You can take all the time in the world, but knowing that this practice is now complete. So thank you for listening.